The Senate takes action. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The yeas are 65. The nays are 33.
A late-night vote approving gun legislation that 15 Republicans supported, but others did not, objecting to the incentives for states to pass red flag laws to take guns away from those deemed dangerous.
Senator Ted Cruz blasting it in a statement. Those red flag laws provide an opportunity to disarm law-abiding citizens in many states with a very low standard of proof, with little to no due process protections. Now, in addition to the red flag law, the bill also expands background checks to include juvenile records and closes the so-called boyfriend loophole barring domestic abusers from purchasing firearms.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. There's also money for school safety and mental health programs. The House could vote on it today. The Supreme Court struck down a New York law for infringing on gun owners' rights by requiring a specific reason to carry a concealed firearm in public. Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul called the ruling reckless and reprehensible.
I'm prepared to call the legislature back into session to deal with this.
The court will issue more opinions today, with nine cases left this term, including a much-anticipated abortion decision. The Democrat-led House committee investigating the Capitol riot held another hearing. This one focused on then-President Trump trying to get the Justice Department to declare the election was corrupt.
He just wanted the Department of Justice to put its stamp of approval on the lies.
Select Committee Republican Adam Kinzinger questioned former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen about his response to the president's request.
The Justice Department declined.
Other officials described the threat of a mass resignation at the department if former President Trump followed through on plans to replace Rosen.
Fox's Jared Halpern. They found more victims in the earthquake rubble in Afghanistan. State media is reporting 1,150 deaths, more than 1,600 people injured. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
It's been 4 months since Russia invaded Ukraine, and the bombardment continues in eastern areas of the country. President Volodymyr Zelensky keeps asking for more international help, and he'll virtually address President Biden and world leaders at a G7 summit this weekend. The U.S. is sending another $450 million in aid.
This package contains weapons and equipment, including new high-mobility artillery rocket systems.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. It's been 1 year since an apartment building collapsed in Surfside, Florida. A settlement's been reached.
It's more than $1 billion, mostly going to people who lost family members in the Champlain Towers South collapse in Surfside, Florida last June. 98 people died. But $100 million of that goes to legal fees, with owners of the 136 destroyed condos sharing $96 million. Miami-Dade Circuit Judge Michael Hansman is praising the quick settlement instead of litigation that could have taken years. The money comes from several sources, including the sale of the property site, insurance companies, engineering firms, and a luxury condominium next door. Its recent construction is suspected of contributing to the collapsed building's structural damage. A final report on the cause is expected to take years. Chris Foster, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising as the price of gas drops another penny. It's fallen 10 days in a row, now 9 cents off its record high. NBA teams got new players last night in a two-round draft.
With the first pick in the 2022 NBA draft, the Orlando Magic went with forward Paolo Banchero from Duke. Banchero helped lead the Blue Devils to the Final Four this past year, averaging 17 points, nearly 8 rebounds, and 3 assists in his only season with the team. The pick surprising some, as many believe that Auburn's power forward Jabari Smith Jr. would go to the Magic. He instead went to the Houston Rockets, who had the third pick, while the Oklahoma City Thunder went with 7-foot-tall Gonzaga center Chet Holmgren with the second pick.
That's Mike Gunzelman. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.